guys, welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andress, and joining me today is Angel Perino.
Hi.
How are you feeling, Angel?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Have you done a podcast before?
No, this is my first time, and I actually really hate my voice, the way it sounds like on anything, so I apologize ahead of time if I sound like a nasally little girl.
You definitely don't sound nasally.
This is just how I sound in real life, and like my real life expectation of my real voice is not real.
It's so crazy. When I first started like talking into a mic too, I would always be like, I seriously hate my voice.
I hate my voice. And usually I go up a couple octaves. I'm trying to keep it a little
monotone
low for you.
It's okay. Well, Angel is one of my good friends, and today, since Halloween is a day away, right?
Yeah, it's day after tomorrow.
I know. We are going to be talking about why girls love Halloween. Which is gonna be a very interesting conversation, I guess, because obviously Angel and I have two different personalities when it comes to Halloween. So
there are two types of girls.
Yes.
On Halloween.
So we will be getting into that as well. But yeah, so why do you think girls love Halloween?
Okay, one, everybody loves spooky season. It's like a thing. It's like, and I feel like it's grown rapidly in the last couple years. I don't know if it's because like I've just paid more attention, or like social media makes me see it more, or what, but like everybody loves spooky season, and I think maybe it helps people who were, you know, claim to have like, oh, it's black like my heart or like my soul. They feel like they can just be themselves, I guess, and just really embrace it and like be weird and not be judged. And maybe they don't care for who they are as a person, and they want to dress up as somebody else, or, you know, it's a little bit more forgiving on people to like
be whoever they want to be.
To just, yeah, be themselves. Whereas like maybe in real life on May 30th, it's weird.
Right.
You know?
Which is like,
who cares? But it's right, just easier. Who cares?
Right. But I also feel like some people dress up as if it is Halloween every single day of their life. So why is it that there's not just like Halloween is that one excuse for them to just be like, well, this is me.
That's true. I don't know. What do you mean, like goths?
I guess I don't really want to like, well, say a specific like,
just like, what do you mean like dress like Halloween, like black?
I feel like,
or like dress in costume.
I feel like some people dress in costumes like,
yeah,
all the time.
It's true. And with festivals and stuff nowadays, right, they just like any excuse to dress up. And maybe that's it. Maybe it's just people need an excuse to let themselves go a little.
Right. Which I guess like,
hey,
okay, whatever.
All
whatever
the power to them, right? Totally.
Yeah, especially for festivals. I feel like some people wear that as Halloween costumes.
Oh, 100%. I feel like that's all I see in the club.
Me too, which is weird because they're not really real costumes.
Yeah, it's just like EDC.
Halloween. It's like literally a bodysuit or lingerie and face paint.
Right.
Like, okay, so we live in Vegas, and what happens a lot in the clubs is that they do like these Halloween contests.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to see like who wins, because it's usually just a girl who has body paint on, and it's not real. Like, it's not really a real costume.
Right.
You know?
Right. I'm very bitter about last year's costume contest.
Oh yeah, we had a costume contest at work, and Angel actually had a really good costume. What were you again?
Nacho Libre. Yes. I dressed as Nacho Libre. And the girl who won, who took first place, she totally deserved to win. She killed it. But I feel like I deserved at least second place, and I didn't get it. And I'm really upset, and I'm really bitter about it. But yeah, most girls just show up in like
nothing,
a sexy version,
right,
of something, which is cute. Like 100%. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. It's creative. You get to like, you know, how can I make Woody into something sexy? Like, and they do it, which is cute. But I don't know. There are literally two types of girls.
And I guess like what makes this episode so good, at least I'm just gonna claim it that it's gonna be really good, is that Angel and I are the two types of girls.
Yeah.
Really. So like I guess like I would be more so like the cutesy.
Yeah, you're totally the sexy little
type,
bunny.
type of girl who will choose like that type of costume, and then Angel will go all out into like.
But I was not a sexy Nacho Libre, let's put it that way.
No. No. Why don't you describe to us what you wore?
I wore like a nude bodysuit, and then like for my bare skin, and then I got like blue leggings, and I put red knee patches on, and I wore red chucks, and I got a red cape and like made fringe, and I wore a mustache and a little Nacho Libre curly afro.
It was a legit fro, and honestly, she looked like, who's the actor that plays Nacho Libre?
Jack Black.
I feel like you kind of look
identical.
And if you look at Angel, she literally does not look like Jack Black in real life, other than her Nacho Libre costume.
I did practice that smile, that weird little like,
oh, smile that he does. Oh my god, yes. That's so funny.
Yeah, Roman and I practice that a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. And you guys get pretty creative with your costumes. For anyone that doesn't know, Roman is her son, and they always do like couples costumes for their photo shoot.
Yeah.
And it's so cute.
Yeah, I try to like do a vintage, not vintage, but like old school couples costume with mm-hmm. him. Like we were Beetlejuice and Lydia before it was like cool.
Yeah.
And then last year he was actually Nacho Libre, and then I was his friend, like the, what, I forget his name.
You know, I've never really seen Nacho Libre.
Oh my gosh, you'll die. It's so
I just know like
funny.
The character.
Well, it's him. So funny. You will die. It's so good. But we were him and his friend mm-hmm. last year. And what else were we? We did Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka and like.
And one of the.
Oompa Loompas, yeah. Right? What else did you guys do? I feel like you guys have done like a lot. You guys were like stormtroopers once.
Oh yeah, we did a Star Wars family theme. Mm-hmm. And then we did Fortnite last year as well.
Yes.
Which turned out really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year we're going to do The Mask and Cameron Diaz, which will be really cute.
That's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
I don't ever see like these costumes.
Oh my gosh, you just have to make them.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, is that like difficult for you to do?
I'm so obsessed with Halloween, and I love dressing up and like fully theming out like his birthdays, all holidays, everything. It's mm-hmm. like I want to be a party planner. I want to like theme everything. So yeah. It's kind of easy for me. I'm just like so like I love it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not like I have to do this.
You're pretty creative too. And it's like a unique type of creativity, I feel.
Thanks.
Which is like really cool. Like I would never think to be these types of costumes, to be honest,
put them together the way you do.
Thanks. That or even like with any of like the theme parties that you do, you know.
Thank you. But you are really creative though, more creative than you think.
I mean, I feel like to a certain extent, as far as like,
no, you put cute stuff together.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Your costume for Halloween for work is really cute.
Thanks.
I would never have thought of that.
Thanks.
Yeah, dude. So give yourself more credit for sure. It's just different. Two types of girls.
Yeah, two types of girls. Well, I honestly, like, with the, I guess, like, the sexy type costume girl, I mean, I guess it's a little bit more affordable because it's, like, one thing, right? Like, either body paint or, I mean, how much does body paint even cost?
I feel like it could get pretty pricey. The only body paint that I've ever done in the past mm-hmm. has been, like, where they've asked me to do something mm-hmm. for, like, Super Bowl where I have to, like, body paint the team's jersey on me. Like I've never chosen to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't imagine that it would be cheap though, because
they get pretty like detailed on that as well.
It takes so long.
Really?
So long. Like even just a jersey that I've been painted took, like I'd had to be there at 8 a.m. and I wouldn't be ready until like 12:30 p.m. And it's like, you know, 4.5 hours just to paint a top on me is like crazy. So imagine a whole body and multiple people.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Was it like 4 hours just on yourself or like?
Yeah.
But why is that? Do you just have to wait for the paint to dry and then go again? Or like,
what's I don't think deal? So. I think it's just like the detailing of the mm-hmm. shadowing to make it look real and to make it look like, you know, they're contouring.
Yeah.
You know, a jersey or whatever it is, and then airbrushing a mesh to make it look like it's actually a jersey and getting like the shape of like, oh, maybe the wind is hitting it here, and stenciling a name on the back and the sports team logo. Mm-hmm. So if you're going as something specific, like an X-Men character where it's like super detailed, where yeah. you need abs and a logo and a Like, can you imagine how long that would take if it was full body? Like, no, thank you.
I can't even imagine.
And that shit is cold.
Right. Because you literally are not wearing anything. I didn't even think about that. Like, what do? Like, just put a coat on?
I don't know. I guess you just, like, if you're going to a club or something, I guess you just get so drunk that you don't care.
Right. But even then, you know what's so weird to me is that clubs, like, they enforce, quote unquote, enforce a dress code. However, it's like, how is it okay for someone to walk in just like body paint?
Yeah, that's definitely not safe. No. Or sanitary. Ugh, it's not sanitary. I'm so sorry.
No, that's totally fine.
It's so gross. Like, no way.
Right. Well, like, what if something gets spilt on you and then the paint just starts to wash away? You know,
ew,
like,
yeah.
Is it waterproof? Do you have to like use some type of like special soap? Like, how did you get your paint off?
I use like coconut oil.
Oh, okay. Like, just like break it down.
Yeah. And then like one time I did a black. Oh, you know, I was in Sports Illustrated as like a, there was four of us and we had to lay back and forth. And this like famous body painter painted the Las Vegas Strip on all four of us.
How cool.
Yeah. But like majority of our bodies were black. Mm-hmm. So to get that black paint off took, it was like in my ears. Like I had to have my fiance come and help me get it off. Like I like physically couldn't get it all off. It was so awful. I mean, it was really beautiful when it was done, but like, and
just
then
the aftercare.
Yeah. And then sometimes they'll use like a latex paint where like you have to peel it off and you figure like, I'm sorry, figure's not the right word. You realize that you have hair on your body where you never thought you had hair. Like it hurts so bad to like peel and rip.
Oh,
and
no.
But it's, that- I don't know. I just can't.
I mean,
imagine.
I guess like when it's done, it looks so cool. However, so cool. Like washing it off and taking it off your body, that just sounds awful.
Yeah, but I guess if you're going to do a competition and you're winning like $1,000, it's definitely worth it. But how much did you pay to get it done?
Right. So like, is it worth it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't $1,000, but that's if you win.
Right. Like, exactly. Like, what if you don't win? Because sometimes, like, I feel like some girls, like, really go all out. And then it's, like, the girl who just has ears on.
Yeah.
Wins.
I was pissed last year.
I mean, I know you were. That was pretty much your case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except, like, the girl did not have just ears
on. No, she looked good. But it's just, like, out of context, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell it to her face so that I'm not ashamed. I'm forever bitter about that.
Hopefully this year. I know we have a competition at work again and Angel is entering in it. I'm definitely not, but.
Why? You should.
I don't know. I just don't think like.
I think that you should.
I mean, I'll stand there.
Yeah, I think that you should. I mean, if you don't want to enter, I think maybe take a look around and see what your competition is. Because I don't think that the competition is going to be too steep this year.
Well, what if I beat you?
I mean, your costume's really cute.
I don't think it'll. I mean,
it's two types of girls.
Yeah, two types of girls, and I still don't know what she's going to be. But
well, I'm going to be a partner costume with another girl that we work with, so it's a little surprise for
everybody.
I know,
and they've been keeping it a little secret, which is kind of annoying.
It's been making everybody so mad
because I'm pretty sure no one would ever think to like.
You're right, because it's something ugly, and
exactly.
Nobody ever would do it.
Right. But I mean, like we said, there are two types of girls in this world.
I'm proud of it.
Right. But even then, okay, so like the other type of girl who literally just like goes all out with their costumes.
Like not me type of girl? The sexy type of girl?
No, like the you type of girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like, I don't even, like how would I even like describe that? Or how would we even describe that? Like just not afraid to.
I don't know, like balls to the wall.
What does that mean?
I don't know, like all out, right?
Yeah. But in Fearless. A way where it's like not afraid to be like gory.
Ugly.
Or like
ugly. Ugly is the word.
Yeah,
to be honest.
That is true. I mean like, okay, so well, give me an example of what like we would consider an ugly costume or like what that sexy type of girl costume would consider like an ugly type. I guess for me, like I don't think I would ever, like I would never dress up as Nacho Libre.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would. The only other person that would was Lauren.
Right.
And maybe Miranda, but Miranda
I think she would like kind of make it sexy though.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But also I feel like Lauren and I are older.
You think that has a lot to do with
it? I do think that has something to do with it because she's married, mm-hmm. I'm engaged. We're not trying to really, I mean, not that anybody that dresses sexy doesn't have a boyfriend or whatever, but like I have kids. She's married, like happily married. We're not trying to impress anybody really. Mm-hmm. And not that people who dress sexy are trying to get attention. I don't think that's the motive, but like that, like we've already done that.
Yeah.
You know, like we're in our 30s and like we have spent our 20s trying to be cute and sexy and getting the attention for that. And like, honestly, my body is not what it once was. And like, I'm not trying to be out there in some cute little leotard next to these 22-year-old girls. Like, no, thank you. I will dress as Nacho Libre with a mustache any day over showing my cellulite.
Nope, are you kidding? Angel, you do not have any cellulite.
Well, it's just a little bit of like I'm older, you know, and yeah. I work with younger girls and I'm not insecure, but like this is also a way of me being like, I'm not insecure. Let me show you that I'm not insecure mm-hmm. by not being sexy, but by being funny in myself. And I've already done all that.
I guess that's the word, like the funny costume.
Yeah, right? Funny, yeah.
Funny and like, yeah, just like a funny costume. Because I don't think I would ever dress up as a funny costume, at least like not now. Like ask me in a few years from now when yeah. I'm in my 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, like I feel like a lot of people that I see like on Instagram are still like, that are in their 30s are still dressing up in the sexy costumes and no funny costumes.
Yeah, yet, you're kind of right. There are a lot of girls on Instagram that dress sexy still.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy dressing sexy, but it's just a different type, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. like when I go out, I like to dress sexy, but not like
for Halloween.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, and that's a recent thing for me too. Like mm-hmm. back in the day, I would dress as a sexy skunk or everything.
Have
was
you
sexy.
Ever dressed up as a sexy skunk?
I did.
A skunk out of
a
all
skunk.
Things.
A skunk. I
would never even think of like being a skunk. Like, ew.
I was a skunk and it was actually really cute.
Really?
Yeah. It was really cute.
They have those types of costumes?
Yeah. It was from
like cross play or like what's that brand?
I forget her name. I think her name was like Josie Adams or something like that.
The like the designer or like where you bought the costume?
She sent me a whole bunch.
Ooh.
And that was one of them. I had like a sexy Mickey Mouse, mm-hmm. which I also wore another year. So yeah. I've been through my sexy phase. Right. I did a sexy skunk.
I just can't like even imagine what that even looks like.
I have to find honest. A photo and show you because it's really funny. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. Like you know those like those furry leg warmers. It literally yeah. looks like EDC.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's pretty much what sexy Halloween costumes are.
Really though, just like a cute little rave costume.
Yeah, but like most more put together
right.
on Halloween mm-hmm. as opposed to like I'm just going to throw on whatever for EDC.
Right. You know what really gets me every time is like when people obviously when they go out and they're like either like angels or birds or whatever it may be, like that has something to do with like wings.
Yeah.
Like how do they maneuver around in the club or like in that area that they're going to be?
Honestly, I've done it and it's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I hosted at XS or mm-hmm. Tryst one year when
oh
it was still
gosh.
Around.
Okay.
And it was like an angels versus devils uh-huh. theme. And I dressed as a black angel.
And you had wings.
And I had wings. Oh, no. And here's a picture. And it was so awful.
Oh my God. Oh, you look so cute though.
Thanks. It was cute. It was a fun time. But
with your
it was,
wings, like how do you move around?
Well, at that point, you're just at one table. But if you were GA, forget about it.
Yeah.
No way. Those wings are getting destroyed for sure.
Oh, that sucks. And like, I could only imagine like how stuck you would be. Is that your skunk or is that a unicorn?
That's a unicorn. And I made that top actually because the top that she sent me didn't fit. These are all from that like Josie girl. I forget her last name. Oh my God, here's a skunk. You're going to die.
Oh my God. You know what? I have seen that. Ew. Like,
it's I mean, cute though.
You
like,
look really cute in it. However, no. just like I would never be that. Okay, these costumes were obviously sent to you for you to use. So like
yeah,
pick
yeah,
through
yeah.
and use. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like if I was at the costume store, I would never like
choose a
never
skunk.
In the million years be like, I want to be a skunk for Halloween this year. Or like even like if I'm going there just to like shop around and figure out what I want to be, like I would never like.
I don't know why I chose that. She just sent me a box and it was like, I was like, oh, I'm going to be, you know who I said it was? I said it was Flower from Bambi.
From Bambi. Okay. I also, okay, one of the Disney movies with the two skunks.
Oh, are you talking about Pepe Le Pew?
Yes.
That's a Looney Tunes, I think.
Oh, is that? Okay, yeah. Okay. That's honestly like what that reminds me of.
And he's like in love with a cat.
Or is he not in love with another skunk?
I thought it was a cat and he
like. Because like you have that blue bow in your.
I don't know. Now I'm confused.
I'm really maybe it was another skunk. As well. I don't know.
The most famous skunks are like Pepe Le Pew and Flower.
I'm like, maybe I'm confused.
Let's look it up.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's where it started for me.
That's where it started for you.
That's where I started getting weird.
Another thing is like, costumes back then that were like considered sexy aren't the same as they are now.
That's true.
It's obviously, it's like less, you know,
less sexy.
No, it's like less clothing, like less fabric
now. Yeah,
because I remember like once I was a rag doll.
That's
and
cute.
It was still like fully clothed, just it was this dress was shorter. Right now it's like a two-piece thing,
right? Or like a leotard with thigh highs,
right? So it's like what makes it really a rag doll?
Patches and how, I guess maybe how you paint your face.
Yeah, you think that's what it is? I don't know. I just like I mean, I guess like everyone has like their own creative style when it comes to like Halloween costumes, and like obviously you're just putting a vision together,
right?
But I just wonder if I'll ever get to that point where I'm like gonna choose to be like a funny costume. Like Raul loves Halloween. Like he's always like, let's dress up as, okay, like last year he wanted to do like some the Guardians of the Galaxy theme, but I didn't want to be Zamora because I didn't want to be green and I didn't want to be fully clothed.
Like, oh my gosh. So you were like, no,
I was count like, me out.
But
no,
you could have made
you.
That sexy. You could have done like green eyes and green jewels and then like, you know, contoured your face green.
Right.
You could have made it sexy. You probably just didn't want to be.
I just did not want to be. I was not into it at all.
Oh my God, that's so funny. See, I would have picked to be Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, I would have done that.
You should have done that. What does he want to be this year? Does he want to dress up with you?
No, because Halloween obviously falls on a Thursday and we work, so.
Right? So you guys aren't doing anything?
No. I'm going to be a space cowgirl though.
That's gonna be so cute.
I know, I'm like really excited. Raul thought it was like the dumbest thing ever. He was like, what does that even mean? Like,
oh my gosh,
that's so stupid. You but, should be like, he told me to be something, I don't remember what he told me to be, but I guess it was like a character from some 80s movie. I don't know, she was like wearing orange. I have no idea. And when he showed it to me, I was just like, ew.
Like, you're like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
But has he never heard of NSYNC song?
No.
Space Cowboy?
No. We had this conversation.
I know, but I just wanted to touch on it because I feel like everybody else is probably thinking the same thing. Like, Space Cowboy is a thing. If you know NSYNC, you know that Space Cowboy is a thing.
Honestly, like, okay, so our theme at work is galaxy theme, I guess.
Yeah, it's like extraterrestrial.
Yeah, I don't even know. However, I feel like just anything in space, like Barbie, space Barbie, totally. Hello, that could have been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna do like Britney Spears' Oops I Did It Again music video when she was on the moon.
That like, would have been great.
That's space. Totally. I feel like that's something you should have done. Like you could totally pass for Britney Spears if like you tried.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was the nicest thing.
Oh my God.
But like Britney Spears 2007, not like Britney Spears.
Not like
2020.
Wait, what are you talking? 2007? That's when she was bald.
Oh, you're right. That's but honestly, how you sometimes that's how I feel. So
no. It was like Britney Spears.
2001.
No. Okay. When was that album out? Like the Oops, I Did It Again. So was that in the 90s? Like 19?
No, I think it was early 2000s.
2000s? Yeah. Okay. So Britney Spears, early 2000s. We're going to leave it at that. Not 2007. When you said that just now, I was like, Are you really comparing yourself to her? But low-key, that's me,
so.
Bald Britney.
Like, on the border of having a mental breakdown.
I don't ever see it.
Well, I have two children at home, so.
I understand. They see it. They'll let you know. Mom, you're being Britney 2007 right now.
If Roman ever said that to me, I would die.
That's so funny.
That would be hilarious.
But what do you think is Roman's favorite costume so far with you?
I know he loved the Fortnite costume last year.
Like, but that he's was like his totally jam. Into that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't love when I pick out the costumes. Like, he knows that it's going to be a thing. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to dress up with me this year, but you can also, like, this year we have to work. So he's going to go trick-or-treating as the Purge, mm-hmm. which is totally fine. Like, it was like a $15 mask on Amazon, and he's just going to wear all black. He's never seen the movie, nor have I, so I don't really understand why he even chose it, but... whatever.
Yeah, that's so weird.
It's just a really cool, like, light up mask mm-hmm. that is kind of scary. And I think he's like transitioning into that phase of like, I want to be cool and not cute.
So, like, where did he even like come up with the idea of being the Purge?
I don't know, like YouTube and TikTok. And
do you think like he Googled, does he use Google?
Yeah, he probably did Google like scary costumes. Masks. Yeah.
Or like scary masks for Halloween.
Yeah, because he did want to be scary this year. He was like, yeah. I want to be scary. I'm like, okay,
that's I love scary, so cute. I wonder, so cute. Like, when I was younger, I don't think I was ever, like, a scary costume. I was always, like, a Disney princess.
Right.
I was Glenda from The Wizard of Oz.
Cute.
I was Dorothy. Like,
my fave. I've
never been, like, a scary costume. I don't even think I've ever even been, a witch.
I don't think I have either.
Really?
Yeah, I think all my costumes growing up were really cute. Like Tinkerbell. Yeah. And, yeah.
I just, like... that's so weird because I feel like a witch is just like such a cute, common little girl costume.
It's so cute. Like, my niece was just a witch for. I saw that. Oh my gosh, so cute. The mm-hmm. first thing she said to me when she saw me, she was like, Auntie, I saw Hocus Pocus. And then she like started quoting it. She's like, oh, look, a glorious morning makes me sick. And I almost dropped dead. It was the cutest.
Oh my God, thing. That is so cute.
She's not even four.
How many times has she cute. Seen the movie for her to like memorize?
I have no idea. First of all, she's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And second of all, like, if she loves something, that is, she will stick with it. So
really?
She stuck with it. She asked me if I would be a witch with her next year for Halloween, and I told her yes, of course. And yeah. we decided that Roman's going to be Binx.
Ooh, oh my God. So who's going to be the third witch?
I don't know. Maybe her mom.
I was thinking that. Yeah. So which witch do you think you are from Hocus Pocus?
I mean, I would obviously be Sarah.
Yeah.
Because I have blonde hair.
Okay, and what about your niece?
I think that she'd be Winnie.
Okay, and who's going to be like...
it would have to be my sister-in-law. Yeah.
What's the other witch's name?
I don't remember.
She's like the redhead, right?
No, the redhead is Winnie.
Winnie. Okay, and then the black hair yeah. one, that's Sarah Jessica Parker, right?
No, she's the blonde.
Ooh, who's the other one?
I forget. Why can I not think of
it? I can't even think of it, too.
Oh my gosh, people are gonna listen to this and be like, hello, you guys are the worst Halloween lovers ever.
Well, first of all, it doesn't matter because I'm pretty sure if you're in the situation that we're in right now, not knowing, or just having a brain fart.
Literally the biggest brain fart. Okay, hold on. Mary, it's Mary.
Yeah.
Winifred, which is Winnie, Sarah, and Mary. Oh my gosh, I heard they're doing... a new version of Hocus Pocus. I don't know how true it is. You know how the internet is where it's like, oh, coming soon.
How do you feel about like the new movies that are like the remade movies that they...
I enjoy them because I feel like I'm reliving my childhood. Like, I love the live action movies that they're doing of Disney, but it also kind of is... I don't know why I'm so bothered, but, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I'm kind of annoyed that like, we can't think of anything else, guys. Like, have our creative minds just completely ran out of juice that yeah. you need to redo something that was already so great. Like, I get that they want to redo it and like, look, it's 2019 and right. look what we can do now. Like, I get that, but
technology and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there's been so many that I'm like, why?
Right.
And not so many like, new movies where I'm like, that was a good movie.
Right.
I mean, there are good movies out. I'm not saying there isn't, but like, come on, people. We got to get a little bit more creative because that's all it is like, we're just taking something that's already done and redoing it better.
Right.
Same thing with fashion. Like, you know, same thing, how everything just like circulates. But like movies, I feel like don't need to circulate like that, and nor should songs.
Definitely not songs, which is kind of, I just like people, I guess they think it, I mean, I guess it is creative in a way, but
it's creative in a way that it's different than an mm-hmm. animated movie, but it's also kind of the same. And it's literally like The Lion King is exactly verbatim, like the exact same story. Uh-huh. And like nothing changes. And which I love. Like I love, like I said, I love them remaking all these Disney movies. I'm like reliving my childhood. But like Dumbo was different, mm-hmm. which people were mad about, I guess. And then like, well, circus people were mad about, but a lot of regular people were happy about it. And then what else was, oh, in Aladdin she doesn't have her red costume.
Yeah.
Which was the best part.
Right.
I enjoy it. Like, I love watching them. But mm-hmm. if I'm giving my personal opinion, I just wish that our generation would be a little bit more creative and come up with good things on our mm-hmm. own, too.
Yeah. No, I agree. Do you think, like, okay, so you saw The Joker, obviously.
I did.
How many
did you see it?
I did.
Okay.
And honestly, like, it was good, but it kind of made me very uncomfortable.
I cried the whole movie.
It literally, like, gave me so much anxiety.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It was a lot to take in. However, like, how many people do you think are going to dress up as the Joker this year? I mean,
oh my God, so
I
many.
Feel like in the past, I've always seen, like, that's just, like, a number one mm-hmm. Costume for boys.
Right. Like, what was that last movie that just came out? Suicide Squad.
Right. And, like, that girl, I've never
Harley
seen.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn. Like, mm-hmm. I still feel like I continue to see that costume yeah. every day, which is, like, a cute, I mean, not every day, but, like, every year.
Every year someone dresses as it. It's right. really cute. It's easy to do. The Joker, too. It's just, like, a staple.
Yeah.
You know? And I already saw, like, two people dress as the Joker.
Really?
Just, yeah, at the club on Saturday.
There were people were dressed up as costumes?
Yes. Costumes? People were in costumes on Saturday. I even looked down, and I was like, the way that he was dancing on the dance floor was really weird, and it was kind of creeping me
oh,
out. And
no.
I was like, oh, my God.
Was he totally in character?
No. He was just, like, you could tell he was just a little drunk and having yeah. a good time, but he just happened to be dressed like a really dark person, and it was just, like, kind of creepy to watch, but also kind of, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be, like, the number one costume this
I
year.
I think
just
that's
like,
going to be the number one costume. I mean, I feel like it's always been, like, one of the top 10 costumes, because I mean, there is never one Halloween that I don't see someone dressed up as a Joker.
Yeah.
So,
and there's so many versions, like,
yeah, what's
it's
up
so
with
good
that?
Well, just people taking their own spin on things.
Yeah,
which is cool,
like, which is really cool. But I feel like, I don't know. Okay, so after seeing the movie, I felt like that was obviously, like, a different version of the Joker, because, like, I feel like I've always been used to seeing the Joker with, like, short hair, I guess.
What about the Heath Ledger one in The Dark Knight?
I don't think I've seen that.
That's a good one.
Is that the Batman movie, right?
Yeah, it's a Batman movie, but with the one with Heath Ledger, that was, like, his last movie that he did, I think.
Honestly, like, I could never, like, remember any movies that I watched, to be completely honest.
You should watch that one. That one's a good one. He does such a good job in that movie, and that's kind of what makes you fall in love. Like, he makes you fall in love with the bad guy. Yeah.
Oh, really?
For sure. And, like, I feel like that's when I kind of was, like, in the past, you're just mm-hmm. like, oh, it's some weird guy, like, the bad guy. Plus, I guess I was older, and Heath Ledger's, like, such a babe. Mm-hmm. But he did such a good job in that movie. And then Joaquin Phoenix, like, okay, you know Wicked?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, like, and this is a thing that I love that is a trend right now, too, that they're showing the bad guy's side of the story. Uh-huh. And how there's two sides of every story. There's three right. sides of every story. So, and I love that we got to see the Joker side, this version of the Joker side mm-hmm. of the story, because it really kind of gives you, like, insight to his mind and why he is the way he is.
And, yeah.
And Lauren and I were actually talking about how, and spoiler alert, so if you haven't seen it, don't listen to this next part, but you know how, like, he envisions the girl with him, and he, like, has these visions.
Oh my God. Like, I was at first when I was watching, like, those scenes, I was like, wait, is this, like, really happening?
Yeah.
And then, like, when they started to, like, make those visions, like, disappear or whatever, I was like, holy shit, like, that's creepy as fuck.
Yeah. And
I mean, creepy.
Right. Oh, I 100% thought that they were real. Like, I was like, oh my God,
me
what
too.
I was like, what a, like, heartthrob that this guy just, like, knocked on this girl's door and, like, kissed her, and she's in love with this guy who has problems. Like, I love that they're in love.
Yeah.
And I, like, was rooting for them, And then Lauren and I were talking like after the show that, you know, it was just real. A vision.
Yeah.
Like maybe he was really inside that insane asylum the whole time. And all of that was a vision.
You think that's what it was?
I don't know. I mean, obviously there'll be a part two.
I just feel like it was a lot.
It was a lot. It was heavy.
Yeah.
And it really like also opens your eyes, which I personally, you know, you lose your patience with people and,
right.
And, you know, you see memes and things of like quotes on Pinterest that are like, you never know what somebody's going through. Always be nice. And it's, while it's easy to say, it's not so easy to practice sometimes when you're frustrated and it's easy to snap at somebody, but like to see this whole man's life, like mm-hmm. the smallest things happen and you're just, I literally cried the entire movie, Kimberly. Even Tony was like, dude,
are you okay?
I was sobbing.
I was shaking because I thought it was like giving me so much anxiety because obviously like I thought like there are people out there who are really like this, who are like going yeah. through some like dark times or have like dark thoughts like that.
Yeah. And one little thing like that you do literally can like
really,
you
know, trigger a person.
Right. Trigger them or save them.
Right.
It could go, you know, up in a positive direction as opposed to like, you know, setting them off. Like, mm-hmm. like that quote, just like being nice. And, you know, when he killed that big guy and like he lets the little guy go and he's like, you were always the nicest to me. And he just opens the door and lets the guy go. It's like that speaks volumes. You right. always have to be nice to somebody. You don't know what somebody's dealing with. Mm-hmm. You don't know the issues that they go through every day or what they've been through in the past to make them who they are or how right. they are. Like they have a whole lifetime of a story that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's easier said than done, obviously, but
yeah,
it's deep.
It's real deep. And we'll definitely see a lot of Jokers this.
I think so too. We'll see Halloween. A lot of them.
Yeah.
And I'll be judging all of them. I'll be like, oh, that's not a good green
not
wig.
Not a good version. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You know how some people like paint their hair?
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that. I remember one time when I was a skeleton, I spray painted my hair white. And I don't know if I did it in like a closed room where I didn't like air it out or whatever it was. I felt like I either got high or I don't know what it was, but I had the worst migraine after.
No,
because of all of like the fumes, you know.
Yeah, like, you probably like ingested it.
I like had way too much of it.
That sucks.
Which really sucked. And it's like we had to leave. Like I had no time to like wash my hair out. So it was like it was in my hair the entire time and like throughout the night. And like obviously like my hair on my scalp, like everything, like so like my body, I felt like my, I don't know if this is a thing, but I felt like my body was like really absorbing, like
yeah, maybe you were allergic to it or something.
I don't know, but I was so sick. I was so nauseous. Like I don't know how that the paint spray for your hair can be okay for anyone.
Yeah, like from Party City.
Yes, like I did not have like a good night with that.
It makes your hair crispy too.
It makes your hair crispy. It gives you a migraine, at least for me. And I just felt so nauseous the entire time.
It sounds awful.
But
Halloween ruined.
Halloween literally ruined. And it, which sucked because this was a year that we got to spend Halloween in Hollywood, which is like,
that's so fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like Halloween in LA is so much fun. Like mm-hmm. on Sunset Boulevard or whatever. Like they
people
had
dress
like a
up
parade.
There every day.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
But I mean, my experience was ruined because I had to spray paint my hair.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No sacrifice, no victory.
Yeah.
Did you look
zero
good?
Victory. I don't know if you saw like my skeleton costume.
I don't think I did.
I wore a leotard.
So you were a sexy skeleton.
Well, I mean, so I wore a leotard, black leotard. I had bone.
I think I did.
Like a bone type.
Was it like
of,
a thigh high?
It wasn't a thigh high. There were nylons.
And then you... Would
I
you
had,
wear a leather,
I wore a leather jacket?
Okay, yes, yes,
and then,
yes.
Like this tight belt.
I do remember then, like, this. You looked badass.
That I was like a biker skeleton.
Yeah, you looked dope.
I just made that up. I was really just supposed to be a skeleton, but like.
Yeah, but you looked so cool. That was a victory for sure. Aside from
for
the
photo, I pulled through for the photo, and then I was like. Ugh.
Do it for the gram.
Seriously. Honestly, I think that's another reason why people really get into Halloween, to be honest, now that like.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You said do it for the gram. It is honestly for social media.
Yeah. So people can see it and give them instant gratitude. Mm-hmm. And yeah, feels good. I love getting likes.
Yeah,
who doesn't?
Right.
But you also get that from being funny. So I guess it just depends.
It really all depends. But And I feel like people really appreciate, like, I appreciate funny costumes. Obviously, I just, like, I guess I'm not really at that age to be wearing.
At that age.
At that age.
Girl.
I'm just kidding.
Or oh my that gosh. Mature mentality of,
I'm just kidding. I guess I'm just like,
you haven't lived your full 20s yet. It's fine.
But even then, I wonder what, like, my first funny costume is ever going to be.
Well, you make sure that I'm in your life so I get to see it.
Okay, well, what do you even, like, I don't know. I'll probably, like, ask you for.
If you ever have to, I'm here.
Yeah.
I literally have, like, tubs of costume stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I remember last year I was, like, having a little, I was having a hard time of, like, figuring out what I wanted to be. And so I asked Angel, like, what I should be. She was like, you can borrow any of my costumes. And, like, when I went over and she showed me a bunch of them, I was like, I'm okay.
I won't be doing that or that or that. Thank you.
But I feel like you dress up a lot.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Even, like, aside from, like, Halloween.
I do. I love dressing up. Like, even movie premieres.
Yeah.
Roman and I dress up. When I was Han Solo, I, like, went all out for that one, too.
I think that's really fun, especially, like, when you have a kid.
Yeah, it makes it more fun for them. It makes them remember, like, oh, my gosh, do you remember when we dressed up for the Star Wars premiere? Like, he'll tell his, you know, wife that story eventually, which is so cute.
His kids, too.
And yeah.
And do it for his children.
Yeah, but, and like, I feel like I'm also kind of setting the standard high for his wife. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine if she doesn't decorate all out or doesn't,
I'm sure,
like,
he will, or he'll, like, make it a thing,
right,
like, with his family,
right, know? Right, yeah, you're right. And I'm obviously going to be in his life, so I'll be able to help. But can you imagine if he just gets, like, this plain Jane granola girl that's just
granola
right, like, hippie, doesn't really do anything. Yeah.
But do you think that's, like, do you think he will, you don't think, like, he's gonna, like, find someone kind of like you?
Yeah, you're probably right. He'll probably want somebody a little bit crazier.
I feel,
but
like, his, who he'll be attracted to is, like, someone who's kind of, like, up his alley. Like, he obviously loves to dress up. He loves to, like, decorate. Like, he likes being, like, creative.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm pretty sure, like, he'll find, like,
hopefully. But I mean, the heart wants what it wants,
right?
Well, you'll be there to guide them. I'll be like, Roman, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me, dude? Like, what are we doing? And they have, like, no decorations up for Halloween.
And then I throw her in my Nacho Libre outfit and I make her go trick or treating.
And she, like, hates you
forever.
Yeah.
I'm like the mom on Everybody Loves Raymond. Please don't tell me you've never.
I have, but not religiously.
But you know the mom, how she's always just, like, knocking on the door and, like, trying to do things for the wife. And, like, the wife is like, ugh.
Honestly, no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. It's okay.
But so would you say, like, Halloween's, like, your favorite holiday?
Halloween is hands down my favorite holiday. Like, oh, my gosh. I just love it so much. I love scary movies. This is also a recent thing. Like, within the last year, like, I used to be so scared to watch scary movies, and I would just say no. I'm like, no, I can't do it. But, like, within the last year, I'm like, I cannot get enough. I can't get enough scary movies. I mean, I've always loved Halloween, but.
But, like, what type of scary movie?
Like, oh, my gosh, all of it.
Like, an actual scary, like, horror movie, or, like, one of those, like, fun Disney scary movies, because I feel like those are still kind of scary. Like, I can't, like, okay, it, like, I don't think it's scary.
No, it's not scary.
I don't even know, like, what is scary, but I don't really watch, like, a ton of, like, scary movies, because I am I will literally
like The Conjuring.
I've never seen that. I'm telling you, like, I will be awake for, like, the next 5 months.
And that's how I was
I
too.
I won't close my eyes. Like,
that's totally how I was too. But within the last year, like, I can't get enough. I, like, want to watch all of the scary
by
things.
By yourself?
No, I always watch it, like, with Tony or something.
Okay,
but, like, even Roman's into scary. He watched it, just the first one, not the second one. But he watched it, and I've never heard him scream. It was the funniest thing. He screamed like
theaters?
A girl. No, at home.
Okay.
We just, like, rented it, but it was so funny. But they're, like, really cute younger movies, too. Like, Paranorman is one of my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Halloween movies for kids. It's so cute. His eyebrows are to die for.
I'll have to check it out.
It's cute. You'll like that one.
To be honest, like, I know this sounds ridiculous, but Hocus Pocus used to scare me.
Really?
As well,
when you're
adult.
Younger.
No. A few years ago. Like, when I was younger, I absolutely loved it. Like, I was not scared. I was legit, like, fearless.
What scares you?
I don't freaking know. I just
are you still scared?
Was, like, I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while. I honestly, like, I avoid watching scary movies.
Oh my God.
Because I just feel so, like, I just feel like, I don't know, a spirit on me or something.
From a movie?
Yeah.
So I take it you have never been to Hollywood Horror Nights.
I've never been to Hollywood Horror Nights, no.
Oh my gosh, you should never go.
But I've been to Disneyland during Halloween time.
That definitely does not count as a Hollywood Horror Night situation.
When we were in Boston and we, like, visited all the graveyards, like the older graveyards, mm-hmm. I was literally just, like, completely scared. Broad daylight and, like, you can, I won't, like, tell you the story. However, like, you can ask Raul about, like, the story of how, like, I turned into a witch.
So, I mean, honestly, that could happen. Like, a spirit could take over you. That's
seriously
a thing.
And, like, I was just, like, I was so scared, like, the entire time. I don't know why, like, I just get so spooked out over, like, the weirdest things.
That's okay.
Like, children movies. Even when it's, like, not even a scary movie, I'll get, like, spooked,
like,
out.
Focus, focus.
Exactly.
My 3-year-old niece is watching it. But honestly, like, to each its own. Like, if you're scared, you're scared. Like,
right.
Like, it's not like you are choosing to be. You just are.
Right.
Tony and I have made it, like, a tradition to visit graveyards everywhere mm-hmm. we go. And we saw some really, like, we try to find celebrities that are buried and, like, visit their gravesites. Yeah. It's been really fun and, like, a fun little adventure that we've put on our things of, on our list of things to do when we go to other states. It's been fun. Yeah.
Have you ever been in a graveyard around, like, Halloween time?
No, actually, because I feel like any cemetery that we have here in Vegas is kind of lame, and they, like, close it off. Like, it's not a creepy, cool cemetery where it's like, oh my gosh, there are some stories here. Like, there is, I know this is so horrible of me, but I forget what the cemetery is called in France, but in Paris, and it's, like, one of the most famous cemeteries, but it is so creepy, and you could get lost. And while we were there, we played a song by Edith Piaf, and we were, like, playing the song that she sings, and, like, all of a sudden it started thundering and lightning and pouring rain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was, like, really creepy. Like, I mean, it was amazing, but it was really creepy because it wasn't even really – I mean, we brought an umbrella because it said there was a chance of rain, but, like, the chances of it happening right then, obviously it was nothing, but we were just like, oh, my gosh. Like, we were just living our best
cemetery lives. I would literally just run away and, like –
It was a little creepy, but we don't have any cool cemeteries like that here in Vegas. They're all just, like, really wide open spaces. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing creepy about it. It's, like, boring and bland, and, like, they're not that cool.
Yeah, that's true.
No offense, but it's just not that cool here.
No, it's true. But, well, before we end off today, is there anything else that you want to, like, leave us off on? Do you have any plans for next year's Halloween? Or,
oh my gosh, no.
Do you have an idea of what you and Roman will be
next year?
Yeah.
No, I haven't really thought about it that far. I'm just trying to get through this year right now. Because right after Halloween, I start, like, thinking about Christmas and then just start all over with birthdays and stuff.
Oh my God. I know.
So I just take it 1 month at a time. I have no idea. But if you have any good couples ideas, like older, like vintagey couples ideas that are cute, send them my way.
Yeah. I'll definitely send you my ideas.
Not sexy, though.
Okay.
Unless I make Roman dress as the sexy version.
Oh, my gosh. He would love it.
He'd
be so confused. He'd be like...
He would be down, though. He'd be like, okay. I guess I'll do it. I'll paint my nails. I'll do whatever you want.
What is, like, a good costume you guys can, like, be next year?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Huh. I'll have to think about it because I don't even know what I'm going to be. I don't never know what I'm going to be, like...
Well, when it's dictated to you by your work, it's a little different.
Yeah. But, well, why don't you tell us where we can find you on social media for all my listeners to go and follow you?
Instagram and Twitter, I am at Angel Porrino, ANGELPORRINO. And that is it.
You have Instagram. A blog as well.
Oh, I
right?
do. Yeah. Tell us oh my about gosh, duh.
Your website where we can follow you.
Such a good blogger. It is milfandcookies.com. The link to it is in my bio on my Instagram, so you'll be able to find it there. And I actually haven't posted in so long. I've been so just busy with being a mom and
Halloween.
Like, it's taking up my whole year.
Well, maybe you could blog about this year's Halloween.
Yeah, I should. I should put this on there, actually.
That'd be cool. Okay, so if you like today's episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell a friend. We'll see you next week on Bubblegum Kim Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.